Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Snowplow Show for July 19th, 2017. A listener called in and yelled at me for not saying 2017 instead of 2017. Apparently saying 2017 is the wrong way to say it. Here, let me write that down with my pen. So that intro song you heard, that was by Jack Heliquin. I'm sure you guys have heard his music before. He did some really weird things. He did a song about licking all of the photos, I think. And that's his latest song for the Snowplow Show. It's called The Shitty Gothy Metal Snowplow Show by Jack Heliquin. So thank you, Jack, for the brand new intro song that I'm going to use every single day from now on. I'm just going to throw the rest of them out. I don't need the other ones anymore. Today's show is sponsored by Xander Fett. Thanks, Xander, for being a supporter of the show on patreon.com/phonelosers. I've got another news story today. This one was sent in by Uncle Runkle, but a few other people sent this same one in too. Actually, a lot of people sent this one in too. I think at least a dozen people sent it in. But I like Uncle Runkle more than the rest of those people, so I'm just going to give him credit and nobody else. Runaway roofers who removed the wrong roof tracked down by St. Louis neighbors. So it's more of a follow-up story. It says, on Friday, a St. Louis resident, Laura McInnes, discovered that nearly half the shingles on her perfectly good roof were missing. A haphazardly secured tarp covered the damage, and a pile of tiles were strewn all over her property, with some beer bottles mixed in. Wow, I have not read this story yet. I just kind of skimmed over it. There were beer bottles. That's insane. I had no idea what happened, she said. McInnes had just moved to Michigan with her husband, and the couple were set to close on the sale of their house from the 56 block of Rosa Avenue. I don't need to read all this. But on Friday, they were contacted by a watchful neighbor. They said the tarp that the roofers put up yesterday is starting to blow up and back. And she's like, what roofers? It sounds just like one of my phone calls, pretty much. She and her husband soon concluded that a crew had started work on the wrong house, their house, then realized their mistake and left. The couple posted in neighborhood Facebook groups asking if anyone had spotted roofers in their area. One neighbor said she thought the roofers drove a blue van and were in the neighborhood Thursday morning, and a bunch of neighbors helped out looking for this blue van that did roofing, and eventually they found a neighbor with a surveillance camera that caught an image of the blue work van rounding the corner. Holy shit, I'm starting to get bored with this story. They're really drawing it out on this newspaper site. The husband ended up talking to a postal worker who said he spotted the van himself and told them where the people lived. The postal worker totally ratted out the roofers that were just trying to do their job, you know. The roofing company were very shocked and apologetic. She declined to give the company's name because she believes they have now done the right thing, she said. The company completely replaced the roof on Monday, and she says they got it done in just one day, so that was really nice. Apparently, she thinks it's nice when a roofing company takes off a roof and tries to not claim responsibility. I feel like there's a piece of this story missing, because that's pretty much where it ends, and they don't really say what the deal was. Like, who were the people in the van? Were they, I don't know, just workers that didn't tell the company what they did? Hell if I know, but I'll put a link to the news story if any of you guys want to read the entire thing with all the good stuff that I left out. And yes, I did try and look up the people from the story. I wanted to give them a call. Be like, hey, Royco Siding here. I accidentally took all your siding off. Oops. But nope, I couldn't find their number. Oh well. It's pretty amusing that this seems to happen so often, though. These people that I'm prank calling and telling that I removed their roof, they should appreciate that it's not really happening. Like, when they yell at me, I should read some of these stories to them and be like, hey, at least it's not real. Yeah, that's what I should do. Let's see, what else today? I made some changes on phonelosers.org. I spent about 8 hours updating the Snowplow Show archives, and I think all of the archive pages are now working over on, what's the URL? I don't even know. Here, let me figure this out. I know it's phonelosers.org/snowplowshow, and then you click up on the top. It says Show Archive, and you can now download every single episode. They all work now. Every episode of the Snowplow Show is up from 2012 to 2016. It looks like I wrote 2017 on this, but I definitely haven't done 2017 yet. But that's okay. You can just look in the current feed for 2017. But I've taken, like, a couple years to get this up and working again, I think. And it's probably just going to break again in another week or two. So while it lasts, you better get over there to phonelosers.org/snowplowshow/archive and get all of the old episodes of the Snowplow Show. And also, I've completely taken down snowplowshow.com. And if you were subscribed to the podcast feed over there, it should forward over. You're going to notice some things change on it, because you're actually going to be forwarded to the feed on phonelosers.org. But it's the same feed, it has the same stuff in it, and now the entire Snowplow Show website is just forwarding to phonelosers.org. I wasn't doing anything with it anyway. Half of it was broken. I don't have time to manage multiple websites, so I'm doing this. Hopefully it's not a huge pain in the ass for anyone. And one last thing related to all of this. Somebody emailed me. I haven't responded to him yet, but someone told me that I completely broke all of the links on TuneIn.com. If you listen to the show through TuneIn, like everything from this year should work, and I think a lot of the stuff from 2016. But if you go back any further, then the links start breaking because of the file name changes that I made. If that makes any sense. It probably doesn't. I'm just going to shut up and let's get on with the show. So, okay, I guess it's time for some voicemails.
Hey, Brad. How you doing? It's Corbin guy.
Hey, Corbin guy.
Hey, it's just catching up on a few shows and caught that one of your voicemails. The caller had an awesome, that idea about putting down a stripper.
He had awesome things to say, didn't he?
Rip away the long tentacles? That's awesome. Yep. Definitely do it sometime.
I'll think about it.
And you could tell the people that you stripped away the chemicals just so that it spells out your phone number.
Yes.
So that way when people go on
yes.
Google Maps satellite view, they can see your
what a great idea.
Phone number from outer space or, you know, up in the sky.
Yeah, totally from outer space.
Hey,
they have a really big lawn.
It's been a while.
No, it hasn't. Call every day.
I had
call
another
like seven
idea,
times a day.
I'm going to call back with that.
Hasn't been a while.
All right. I just had a brain fart. Okay.
It's okay, Corbin guy. So that sounds like a fun idea, and the whole idea of spelling out something in their lawn, that's just brilliant. And Giad, he actually sent me an idea on Skype, and he says to say I sprayed half of the lawn as a promotion, and if they hire you, you will do the rest. And if they don't, it will look like crap. Or that you poisoned half of it, and if they hire you, you will spray it with the antidote. If not, their grass is fucked. I love all these ideas, and I wish I could remember the name of the person who left the voicemail suggesting this in the first place. But that's way too much work. I'm not going to go back and listen to the last show. That's way too much work for me. But I do think this sounds like a fun idea, so we've got to do at least a few calls like this. And really, I'm kind of thinking about starting up a business where I do this, because it seems like a foolproof business plan. Just squirting messages into the grass like, hey, if you'd like the rest of your lawn to look this amazing, give us a call. So I've got a few homeowners directories here that was sent to me by Joey back in May of this year. And it looks like they're a little outdated, so I don't know how well these are going to work. It looks like this one here is from 2014, and that was forever ago. So let's see how well this works.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Whatever time of day it is, you've reached Jim and Patty. Please leave a message.
Okay. Hey, Jim and Patty. I hope your day is going well. I'm totally not a telemarketer, okay? Just so you know, I'm just calling to let you know. No telemarketers here. That'd be crazy. I don't do stuff like that. All right, bye. So far, this list isn't going too well. I'm about 10 numbers into it, and nobody's picked up yet. It's all Joey's fault. So I think we're going to move on to a new directory here. I found one from Patrick and Sam in Texas. And this is a directory that has people's addresses and phone numbers and all that stuff in it. And it's an organization that they belong to. They've blacked out their name from the directory. Apparently they don't want to receive a prank call from me. I don't know why. And Patrick and Sam say that they love the show. This was sent to me back in August of 2016. So they are probably no longer listeners. Probably months ago, they're like, he won't even call our numbers. Fuck this show. We're going to listen to something else.
Hello?
Hi, Isabel?
Yes, this is.
Hey there. This is Roy. I'm with Royco Lawn Service. We do a bunch of lawns in your neighborhood there.
Okay.
And I wanted to let you know that we sprayed half of your lawn with chemicals over the weekend.
Okay.
Just like the left half, like straight down the middle, the backyard and the front yard, but only the left side is done. So the left side of your lawn is going to look really nice, but the right side won't. And if you want us to do the right side, it's only $35.
So you guys ruined my backyard?
No, we didn't ruin it. We just made half of it look really awesome. Because it's got, like, special...
in my backyard?
Yeah, we were
spraying
the lawn, yeah. We put special chemicals in it that makes the grass shinier and more full and everything, and the right side is just going to look like crap, because we didn't do that one.
So So what side of my yard did you do?
The left. If you're looking at the house, it would be the left side.
Okay.
So,
so you did the side by my neighbor and then the back by the air conditioning?
Yeah, it's, hell if I know. You know, we did a bunch of them. But I'm just saying, like, half of your lawn's going to look really awesome. And if you want the other half to look awesome, just...
I got to say, with all due respect, it's a little weird that you were in my backyard without my permission.
Oh, no, it's okay, because I'm a service person. I'm a working man. I was just doing my job, just spraying lawns.
Yeah, but it's not your job to be on my property without me hiring you.
Yeah, but I do a lot of lawns in the neighborhood. We're practically neighbors. But, you know, like, instead of acting like a big jerk about it, just say thank you for doing half of your lawn.
Well, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but, I mean, I've got kids, I've got a dog, and you're telling me that there was somebody I don't know and didn't hire wandering around my yard.
Well, you're making it sound bad.
That's not me being a jerk. That's me just wondering. I mean, I've got two different kinds of grass. Some of our grass is new.
Oh, this you know, our
so
special
like
chemicals, they work
hired.
On all the grass.
I just find this very...
Well, it's not that big of a deal. It's what I do for a living. I just walk around on people's lawns and spray them down and make them look shiny.
I don't think you're quite understanding what I'm saying. Simply because something is one's profession doesn't mean that you know... I mean, I'm a teacher, but I don't, you know, go to the mall and teach other people's kids addition.
That's a good idea.
Take offense.
That sounds like a good business plan.
You know, that's all I'm saying is that, you know, you would have been opening my gates and going in and you know, all of that. And
we didn't open the gates. We climbed over.
Why would you climb over the gate?
Look, you're not going to believe this, but I was actually in the Olympics once when they were in China, and I was a pole vaulter. And, you know, it's just, for me, it's easier just to just launch on over with all
so
my equipment.
Is this a joke phone call at this point, or what's going on?
No, nothing like that. I'm just doing my job. I'm calling to let you know we did a special promo thing for you, and I noticed you haven't said thank you yet. But if you like the other side done, just you know, just let me know. We can set it up.
Hey, Steve, knock it off. Natalie, pick that up and take it back upstairs. Hey, no. Come on, guys. All right, so your name, sir, was what again?
Yes, yep. Roy Wett.
Let me write that down. Was. Did you say Royce?
Yep, Roy, R-O-Y. And then W U T is the last name.
W-U-T.
Yep.
All right. And what's the name of your company?
It's a Royco Lawn Service.
Royco Lawn Service. And which of my neighbors hire you?
Lots of them. I can't give you their information in case you're like an identity thief. But Royco is spelled with a K, just so you know, with three Ks actually.
Okay.
That's how you say it.
Got it. Okay. So I'm enjoying being pranked. This is amusing.
What are you talking about?
I know
about?
My neighbors, and I know who does all their yards.
Well, you sound nosy.
You don't pole vault. You're not an Olympian.
I'll send you a link to the YouTube video.
Three Ks in the name of their company. So the prank was amusing. You woke me up a little bit this afternoon.
Yes. It's healthier than coffee, right?
Sure. And is there any particular reason that you feel like pranking me today?
No, just a random phone number, that's all.
Okay, fantastic. Well,
and I just guessed your name.
You guessed my name?
Yep, it was a lucky guess.
Oh. All right, well, what was your guess again?
I think Isabel, wasn't it?
Okay.
Please confirm yes or no.
I'm sorry?
Please confirm, yes or no.
And why would I do such a thing?
Just because I'm commanding you to.
Okay. How old are you?
I am 48.
You're 48 years old.
Yep, and
excellent.
I can still pole vault just fine.
Yeah, I don't take commands from other people terribly well.
Well,
so
you are a woman, so, you know.
I'm not answering your question there.
Snapping my fingers.
And
hey, Isabel?
What can I do for you, Mr. What?
I was just confirming your name. I just wanted to see if you'd respond to it.
Well, I'll respond to,
so it looks like,
hey, you. Absolutely one of the most
correct.
Ridiculous phone calls I've had the pleasure of dealing with.
Okay.
And I teach third grade, so you would think that I've had lots of goofy phone calls.
You'd think, but nope. Third graders suck
knows?
At prank calls.
All right, Mr. What of Ridiculous Lawn Service, have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Well, you guys, I think this idea is not working out too well, which I blame Corbin Guy for. He's the one that got me to do this. I wasn't going to do it for that other voicemail guy, but I'll do anything for Corbin.
Hello?
Hello, Erwin?
Yes.
Hey there, it's Roy. I'm with Roy Co's Lawn Service. Here in town, and I do a few of the yards in your neighborhood, and I just wanted to let you know that over the weekend, I sprayed your lawn with chemicals, with grass fertilizer chemicals.
Oh,
yep.
You don't have to do that.
Oh, no, it's no problem. I only did half of it. Like, I did the left half of it, and the right half
okay.
of your lawn, I didn't touch the right half. So the left half of your lawn's going to look really good, but the right half's not going to look so good because I didn't do it.
Okay, the right half is you're facing the house, right?
Yep, uh-huh. And
oh, okay.
Yeah, so if you'd like to have the right half done, just give me a call back. Let me know when to do it. It's only
what are your fees?
It's only $35 every time we spray it down. That's for the whole lawn, though, not for just half.
Okay. All right. I'll take a look at it. And actually, I was about to mow it. So.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Kinda,
oh, you're not
going
to want to mow it. Not with those chemicals. They're very flammable. That blade in the mower, it'll spin around and set off a spark. And next thing, no, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll wear my fire retardant suit. So
yeah. Definitely do that.
Yeah. And I'll definitely wear my old style. I mean, I'll use my old style mower. Just kidding too. I don't have those.
Oh, well, that would set off a spark, too, those old-style ones, you know. That
would
right, be
okay.
more like
I'll let you know. Thanks
okay.
for the call.
I need to let you know one more thing, though. If you forget my phone number, I spelled it out in the grass with the chemicals. So just look in your grass, kind of back off and look at it from a distance, and that's my phone number. That's how I leave my business card.
Pretty creative.
Yep.
Okay. I'll take a look before I do anything with the lawn, then.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Man, everyone knows I'm full of crap today. I guess, when I tell them it's going to blow up their entire yard if they mow it. That's kind of a tip-off. Hello? Hello? This is weird. I think someone pocket answered. Ma'am?
Hello?
Oh, hello, Evelyn?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Roy. I do lawn care in your neighborhood, and I just needed to let you know that I sprayed your lawn over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
I sprayed my phone number into it, so if you guys ever want to use lawn services, just look in your lawn.
Oh. Yeah, not at this time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, just so you know, I actually already sprayed your lawn, okay?
Now's not a good time. My husband just got laid off. So.
No, I already did it, though. I'm saying I already did it. I did it over the weekend. I sprayed half of your lawn.
With?
With not grass killer. I know that's what you were thinking, but no, with fertilizer.
No. Yeah, but we didn't ask for your services.
I know, it's a promotional thing. So
husband just got laid off.
I know, I'm not, you don't,
months now.
Whatever.
So we cannot afford any services for now.
Okay, but here's the thing. I only did half of the lawn. So half of your lawn's going to look really nice, and the other half is going to look terrible. It's going to look like garbage.
Uh-huh.
So just so you know, that's
okay. We'll keep your number in mind.
Okay. Yeah, you're totally.
Bye.
He's just not getting it.
Hello.
Hi, Virginia.
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy. I'm with Royco's Tree Service, And I just needed to let you know that I sprayed your lawn this weekend. Hey, can you tell that kid I'm not his dad, okay? I don't want any trouble. Tell it to shut up, please, and say it's not your father. I don't
Who
need,
is this?
This is Roy from Roy's Tree Service.
Okay.
And Tree and Lawn Service. We sprayed your lawn over the weekend. With chemicals. We only did half of it. So if you're looking at the house, you're going to notice that one side of your lawn looks really amazing, and the other side looks like garbage. And if you want the whole thing sprayed, just give us a call. We'll do the whole thing. We'll set you up.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, and hey. Oh.
Hello?
Hello, Gabe?
Yes?
Hey there. It's Roy. I'm with Roy's Lawn and Tree Service. And
okay.
I needed to let you know I sprayed your lawn this weekend with grass fertilizer in your yard. We did about half of it. We just did the left half on the front and the back.
I'm a little confused here. I don't recall hiring a lawn service.
Oh no, you're misunderstanding. This is just a promotional thing. We just did half of the lawn, and if you like what half of the lawn looks like, and if you want your other half to not look like garbage, we can come out and finish it up.
I see.
Yep.
Which size did you spray?
The left side. So the front yard and the backyard. We did the front. We did just the left side. We left the right side mostly alone.
So if you're facing the house, it's on the left. Is that correct?
Yes. Except on the right side, I took some of the chemical and I sprayed my phone number into your lawn. So if you wanted to do the other side, that's my phone number.
Well, that's interesting. All right. Well, the only issue is I'm going to be unavailable for a little while, so let me speak to my wife, and I will give you a call back. And your name was what, Ray?
Roy, R-O-Y.
Roy. And how did you get my contact information, Roy?
Just some big database here in the neighborhood. Just looked it up on the internet. We do a lot of lawns here in the neighborhood, though.
Okay, and what's the lawn company's name? Just a moment, let me get a pen.
Okay. It's Penn. Penn.
Go ahead.
It's Royco, R-O-Y-C-O.
Okay.
Yep. And if you need the phone number, just look in your lawn. We sprayed it in there.
All right. Sounds good. Roy, I will talk with my wife and call you back.
It might take a couple days for it to show up in the lawn, you know. Nature's kind of slow.
Sounds interesting. I'll take a look at it.
Okay. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hello?
Hi, Laura?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy with Royco's Lawn Service. I needed to let you know that I sprayed your lawn this weekend.
What?
We did a few lawns in your neighborhood this weekend. We came in and we sprayed a little bit in your front yard and your backyard with some...
Sprayed what?
Well, do you use the service right now?
No.
Okay, that's good. It's like a grass fertilizer thing. It makes your grass look nicer and cleaner and shinier. But we only did the left half. Like we did the left. Like if you're looking at the house, we went straight down the middle. We only did the left half of the front and the backyard. So the left side is going to look really awesome, and the right side is going to look kind of like garbage.
What? Who are you?
My name is Roy with Royco's Lawn and Tree and Grass Service. And this is just a promotional thing we do. Like, if you like how the left side of your lawn looks, give us a call, and we'll do the right side of the lawn, too.
No. If you came in my yard and sprayed my lawn, I just planted that grass.
Yeah, it's going to look...
Let me have your information, please.
But it's going to look nice now, because we sprayed half of it. Like you'll see when...
Is this a crank call? Because...
Oh, no. Why would it be a crank call? That doesn't make sense.
Okay, so Royco Lawn.
Yes.
Can I get your information, please?
Yeah. Actually, here's the thing. I took the chemical, and I wrote my phone number in your lawn so that you would know who to call to get the other side to look that way. So if you just, you know, look out in the grass, it might take a day or two.
No, really. Who is this? For real?
My name is Roy Gerbel from Royco's Lawn and Tree Service.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
How are you? This is Mr. Jones. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Mr. Jones. I'm just letting you know that we sprayed your lawn this weekend. We sprayed the left half of your lawn with grass fertilizer, so it's going to look really nice.
Okay, why would you do that?
It's a promotional thing. Like, if you like the way the left side looks, then you should, give us a call. We'll do the right side, too.
Okay. And where did you get our information?
Just marketing lists and stuff online. Just we do other lawns there in your neighborhood.
How am I supposed to call you if it looks good?
We took some of the chemical and we sprayed my phone number into your lawn. So just kind of look, like, take a few steps back when you're looking at the right side of your lawn, and you'll see my phone number written in there. Like, some of the grass will be yellowed.
So you sprayed our grass to kill it?
Oh, no. I'm just saying, like, normally your grass is all yellow and gross and kind of shitty looking. But we sprayed the chemical in the shape of our phone number. So if you just look out your window, you'll see the phone number there. I think we did that part in the back.
In the backyard?
Yeah. Hey, I was talking to Laura and she just disappeared and it was you all of a sudden. Did you just
correct?
Did you just like swipe the phone out of her hand and point toward the kitchen? Like, get out.
Okay. Thanks much.
No, I was asking, is that what happened? I'm just curious. Like, how did that go down? I didn't hear anything. Ah, okay. I guess he's not interested in independent businessmen plying their trade in his neighborhood. Man, nobody's really getting upset about this. People get a lot more upset when I just, kill their lawns with grass killer. But these people, they're just kind of moderately annoyed with me, that's all.
Hello, this is Bobby.
Oh, hey, Bob?
Yeah.
Hey there, this is Roy from Royco's Lawn Service, and I'm calling to let you know that we did your lawn this weekend. We sprayed your lawn with chemicals.
No, you didn't.
We did. It's a promotional thing we're doing. We're just doing random lawns in the neighborhood. And
what's my address?
On the road.
Okay.
I mean, are you with the lawn service right now?
No.
Okay, that's good. We only did the left side of the lawn. Like, if you're looking at the house, you're going to notice that the left side looks really off.
What did you do to it?
We put lawn fertilizer in it, so it's going to look really nice and shiny.
Well, I'm raising special earthworms over on that side, and how do I know you didn't poison them?
Oh, no. All of our chemicals, they are earthworm-friendly. They would never hurt anything.
Uh-huh.
But do you have the earthworms on the left side or the right side of the house?
I only put them on the left side.
Okay, well, I mean, if you're looking at the house from the back side?
No, I'm messing with you, man. But I can't believe you came out there and did something to my yard without asking me.
It's a promotional thing. Like, like if you look at your house, you're going to notice...
It's a weird promotion, dude.
Well, it's not that weird. We did half of your lawn for free.
It's not trespassing.
It's not trespassing.
What have you, but
really, you should be saying thank you because, I did half of your lawn for you for free.
Okay, well, again, you don't have a clue. Why don't you come by and see me face to face? When are you going to be out there again?
Well, never if you're not going to pay for it. You have to pay for the other half. It's just $20.
No, I don't give a shit. I mean, I didn't even know you were doing it. I don't even know if you did it, dude.
Oh, no.
I fertilized my yard, and if you over-fertilize it, I'll sue your fucking ass.
Well, no.
Motherfucker.
First, we went over your lawn and removed all the chemicals that were already there, so whatever you did...
No, you're full of shit.
I am not.
Stay the fuck out of my yard, all right?
Well, we were not in your yard if we're full of shit, are we?
Don't fucking come in my yard ever again. Fucking come back. That's a stupid promotion.
It is not. People love it.
Don't go to my yard ever again.
Okay, well, your lawn's going to look like shit then. Everyone else's lawn's going to look nice, and yours is going to look crappy.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine, dude.
It's not, actually.
And I hope I see your trucks out there, because I'm going to come talk to you.
Oh,
okay,
well,
motherfucker?
Don't call me a motherfucker.
Well, motherfucker, I can't wait to see you on the block.
Oh, I can't wait to see you on the block.
What's your name, Ron?
By the bike rack.
Are you Ron?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you now because you sound like you're just going to try and cause problems for me. I'm going to zip it.
Yeah. I think that's wise for both of us. But I'm going to look for your truck on the block.
Hey, if you want to know our phone number, though, I sprayed it into your lawn with chemicals. Like, if you just look out your back window, we put our phone number there in the lawn. It's the part that looks, like, greener and shinier. You know? Do you see it?
Whatever.
I'm just saying, like, if you want to get a hold of us to finish up the lawn and maybe say thank you.
Okay, motherfucker.
Hey, don't call me.
I'll see you in the neighborhood.
Oh, no, you won't. If I see you, I'm going to lock my door and roll up my window.
Yeah, you better.
I won't let you in. So you can't do anything. I'm going to, like, stick out my tongue and put my fingers in my ears and waggle them. That's what I'm going to do to that guy. We'll show him. So that was Bob, and Bob's wife, you know, she has her own phone number. Let's see if she picks up. Maybe she's not in the same place as him, and we can tell her a whole different story.
Hello.
Hi, Christine?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from Royco's Lawn and Tree Service and Grass Service and Trees.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling to let you know that we sprayed your lawn this weekend with some chemicals.
Not my lawn.
Oh, yeah, huh? Yeah, we did. It's a promotional thing we're doing. We just did a bunch of lawns in the neighborhood there.
I hope not, because I don't want chemicals on my lawn. I have a puppy.
No, this is puppy-safe chemicals. Like our chemicals are so good.
Well, I wish you wouldn't spray things on my lawn without asking me.
I mean,
I don't like chemicals on my yard.
Our chemicals wouldn't hurt an earthworm.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't want any chemicals on my yard.
Okay, well, that's good, because the first thing we did is we went over your lawn with a thing that removes all the chemicals and fertilizer that you put in the lawn.
Why would you do anything to my yard without my permission?
It's a promotional thing we're doing. We only fixed the left half of your lawn. The right half is going to look crappy like it always does.
Never do anything to my yard at all.
Ma'am, listen.
Hello?
Hello, Tim?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from Royco's Lawn and Tree Service. And about a week ago, like over the weekend, we sprayed your lawn with fertilizer.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah, we did over on Drive.
Why?
Well, it's a promotional thing we're doing. And
Don't ever do that again.
Well, hey, don't tell me what to do.
Don't touch my property.
Well, it's just the lawn. It's my property. But lawns don't really belong to anyone. It belongs to nature.
Oh, good Lord.
But no, what I'm saying is I noticed you hadn't called us to schedule any services after the promo. You just kind of took our free stuff and didn't, you know, call back.
Because I knew nothing about it, and you're on my property.
I know you've seen it. Because we use the chemicals to write our web address onto your lawn.
Nothing was done.
Oh, no, we did. It, like, in the lawn, doesn't it say http://?
No.
WW... Like, no, we... I'm sure it worked.
No.
Well, it's the nicer part of the lawn. Like, it'll just be greener, but it has our URL in it on the World Wide Web. He hung up. But I still have the wife's cell phone number, so let's call her up and see if she's noticed the URL in the lawn. I should tell her I ran out of lawn space after the WWW part.
Hi, this is Laura. Leave me a message.
Darn it. I guess she doesn't get cell service there in the kitchen. The kitchen's like a dead zone.
Hello?
Hello, Julia?
Yes.
Hey there, it's Roy from Roy's Lawn Service, and we sprayed your lawn down this weekend.
You did?
Yeah, with fertilizer. It's like a promotional thing we're doing, and I noticed you haven't...
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, you didn't notice? I used fertilizer, and we kind of mowed our URL into your lawn.
Oh, you mowed my lawn?
Well, we not mowed it, but you know, with the fertilizer, we spelled out our URL... So that you could call us and do the rest of the lawn if you wanted to, and we noticed you hadn't called.
Because I don't know what you're talking about, basically.
Oh, okay. Well, don't you ever look at your lawn? Like, look out the window and you'd see our URL.
It's yes, I look at my lawn. I look at it and say, gee, my son needs to cut the yard. Why hasn't he cut the yard yet?
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. But yeah, I took the fertilizer stuff and I squirted my URL. Like, you know, my web address. You know, like HTTP colon.
So, okay, I'll have to look.
Okay, like, you know how normally your lawn looks really shitty and yellow? Like, my web address is spelled out in nice shiny grass.
Okay, I'll take a look.
Okay, and then are you going to call us and use our services? Because I could really...
I don't know what you're talking about. This is the first I've heard of it.
Oh, well, I just sprayed a bunch of chemicals in your lawn, that's all.
Like, I understand that, but I haven't noticed the difference, and I didn't ask you to, so I'm going to have to check it out, and I'm going to need you to send me some prices and quotes.
Okay,
and,
all right. Well, hey, if you use our services, do you think you could, you know, maybe not have an attitude when we come over and do your lawn?
Oh, well, you know, this was kind of a big surprise to me, so, all right, well, I think, why don't we just call this a big no, then?
That doesn't give you the right to have an attitude with me.
You're calling me trying to get my money and my sales, and then you're telling me that I have an attitude with you.
Oh, you do?
You're calling me, and I have no clue what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, you didn't even say thank you.
I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about. You tell me that you put stuff on my lawn without my permission.
Yeah,
I didn't give you permission to go on my property and put stuff on my lawn, did I?
Well, so what? I gave you free lawn care, and you didn't even say thank you.
No, and I'm not going to if I didn't ask to, because maybe I didn't want it.
Well, you're kind of like a rude person if you're not going to even say thank you for what I did for free.
Okay, you need a reality check, sweetheart, on the way of business. Thank you.
Well, no, you need to learn how to be a better customer. She thinks the customer's always right or something. So I'm still working on this list of Patrick and Sam's from Texas. And this list is really confusing because it seems like they've sent me some of the pages twice. Like the one I'm looking at right now, I've done this one, I think. Oh yeah, that's the one I just did. Why'd you guys send me the pages multiple times? Patrick and Sam. Here, let's look at the very last page. See if it's got anything on it. And if the show's over, it's going to be Patrick and Sam's fault. Because they made me think that I had more numbers to call by sending in multiple pages. This is like a big scam. And here's the funny thing. Like, I just got on the page that has their phone number on it. I can't remember if I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. But this is a list that they are actually on. And they didn't want me pranking them. Oh yeah, I did mention this, didn't I? But they didn't do the greatest job at marking out their name because they used one of those really thick permanent markers, you know, and just drew a line through the entire row. But I can see right through it. It's got all your phone numbers, your home address, your email. I'm not going to call you, though. I'm tempted, but I won't do it. In fact, here, I'm going to cross it out even better for you with my MS Paint paintbrush. But I'm going to cross it out in pink instead of black. There we go. Now there will be no mistake. I won't accidentally call you. It does look like this is the last page, though, so I don't have much longer to get someone to accept my services and hire me to do their lawn. I'm starting to think it's not going to happen.
We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected.
Wow, that's the first disconnected number I've had on this list. Everything else has been working, they just haven't been home. Maybe they're just not getting mad because these seem to be younger people. They're not old and bitter like the people I usually call. Life hasn't beat them down yet.
This is Don. I'm currently on.
This is Karina.
Hey, Karina. This is Roy from Roy's Tree Service. Hello?
I'm sorry, from where?
From Roy's Tree Service. I sprayed your lawn this weekend. We're doing like a promotional thing in your neighborhood, and we sprayed your lawn.
I think you might have a wrong number.
Oh, you're not on Lane?
I am.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think it's the right person. Yeah, we do you use a lawn service now? Because we removed all the chemicals that were already in your lawn.
No, we do not use a lawn service
right
now.
That's good.
I mean, we have someone that mows, but I'm confused. I don't believe...
We removed the mowing. No, we just did half of your lawn. We just put fertilizer in it so it would look really nice.
But, how did you get my number? I don't believe I solicited for this service.
Oh, I know. You didn't. We do random people in the neighborhood. We don't even ask their permission. We just go in their yards and spray their lawns down. And like on your lawn, we sprayed the URL of our, you know, our internet site. We sprayed that into your lawn. So I don't know if it showed up yet. Maybe after it rains or something, but you'll notice that like the really nice green and shiny part is our URL. Like, you know, http://.
Right. I know what a URL is. I'm just wondering why you would have done that without my permission.
Well, that way,
I wasn't soliciting for services.
That way, when you saw how nice the URL looked, you'd be like, oh my gosh, my entire lawn should look this nice. And you'd give us you'd visit the website and sign up for our services or give us a call or whatever. So you're welcome for doing part of the lawn, making it look super nice. I mean,
I'm not interested. Thank you.
Okay, but I mean, ma'am, but your lawn looks so shitty. I think some of these listings on this list are just in it twice, because I'm pretty sure I called this guy that I'm calling right now. I can't remember if he answered or not, but I remember the phone number. It's like a...
Hello, you have reached 7... Hello?
Hello, John?
Yes, sir.
Hey there, this is Roy from Roy's Lawn Service. And I was calling to let you know that we sprayed your lawn this weekend.
Okay.
Like,
I didn't ask for that.
I know, it's like a promotional thing we're doing. We just sprayed half of your lawn, but we left the other half the way it usually is. So half your lawn's going to look really awesome, and the other half's going to look like garbage.
Okay.
And if you'd be interested, we could do that other half for you.
How soon should I see a change?
Any day now. Like, it takes a few days for it to take effect. I actually took the chemicals and I wrote our phone number in there. So you'd know who to call. Like,
cause that's funny.
When you see how...
So I should see some grass look greener with your number in it? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
That's pretty funny.
No, it's for real. It's a good promotional thing.
No. I believe you. When I was a kid in Wisconsin, we thought about doing that to another team's football field, but we never did that.
Oh wow, you must have been a bunch of pussies. Why didn't you just do it?
Well, actually, the other idea we thought about was putting, because we also had farmers and I grew up on a farm. We also thought about putting like atrazine or herbicide down, you know, and kill it. But that would have really gotten us in trouble.
So you don't want to do it. Yeah, it sounds like you guys are just afraid to do anything. You know, I was on a football team. You know what we did to our rival team?
What?
We got guns and we killed them. We just killed them. We went over to their school and just shot them down.
Yeah, you guys are pretty good.
And guess
they
what?
Got away with it. I guess that's the difference between Texas and Wisconsin.
Yeah, we got away with it, and we won every game that year.
Well, of course, you don't have any team, any competitors.
I think they were just afraid to win.
Yeah.
The ones that were left.
Yeah. Where do you go to school? Here in the area?
No, in Canada.
A lot of gun stuff up there. Texas.
Yep.
Ah.
Yep.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take a look at the lawn and I'll let you know.
Okay, yeah, just call that number that's all shiny and green in your lawn. We'll finish it up. It'll just be like $20 to do the other side.
Okay.
The other side we actually put grass killer. And that way, have to call us.
That's what I was waiting to find out that, you know, this is almost like what do you call it, the denial of service on the internet guys. You know, get your lawn back when you give us the...
ransom malware things.
We'll give you some... We got an antidote for your grass. Yeah.
Okay, well, look, I don't like these calls where the person I'm calling is funnier than me, so I'm hanging up.
Yeah, very good. Well, I'm in sales too, and
bullshit.
I do what you have to do, and sometimes it's fun, and sometimes it's just a bear.
Yeah. Yep. I hear you.
All right.
Woo.
Okay. Thanks, Roy.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Pussy. Wow, that was a weird call. I'm not sure what to think of that one. Oh, hey, Tony. I think someone just picked up and hung up. What happened?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Hey, is this Kevin?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, Kevin, it's Roy. I'm with Royco Lawn and Tree Service and Yards. And
I
was calling to let you know that we sprayed your lawn over the weekend. We're doing like a promotional thing. We sprayed your lawn with fertilizer.
Okay.
You don't use like a lawn service now, do you?
Nope. Well, actually, I call them my kids.
Oh. That was a good one. Anyway, like...
Yeah,
I
call them my kids.
Oh, funnier the second time. We just did the left side of the yard, and we left the right side alone. So you're going to notice like how awesome the left side looks, and the right side is just going to look kind of old and crappy.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you want, we can do that other side of the lawn for I don't know, $10 or something.
Well, I'll have to see what happens here in a day or two. I just got back into town. So,
oh, where you been?
I travel, though, with my job. I just got back from Mississippi, so.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, like, we took the chemicals and we kind of sprayed our phone number, our business phone number, into your lawn. So if you decide you want to have it done, our phone number will be there in the lawn.
Okay, I'll look for it.
It'll be very convenient.
All right, man. Appreciate
yep,
it.
As long as it stays sunny and maybe you should water your lawn or something, because I noticed it looked kind of shitty. There's only so much we can do.
Yep.
But if you water it, like that'll make the phone number stand out a little bit better, so you can give us a call and we can finish your lawn.
Okay. I'll take a look at it.
Okay. How you been doing?
Been doing good.
That's good. Also, we sprayed like lawn killer on the other half. You know, usually we don't do that, but they just wanted. Oh, come on! It's probably gonna be the last number that picks up, and he's just like, "Yep, whatever. Maybe I'll use your services because that's totally normal." His wife's number is in here too. Let's see if she picks up.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Nope, she's probably on the phone with him, talking to him about the weird phone call he just got. Or maybe not, because he seemed to think it was totally normal.
We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected.
And oh my gosh, there's another disconnected number. Second one of the day. That's got to be a record.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Damn it, the last person on the list is not picking up on any of their phone numbers. So I guess that's it. It's time for voicemails.
Hey, Brad. It's Olga.
Holy shit.
I'm sorry I haven't been leaving messages lately.
Everyone's constant badgering finally paid off. Olga's calling back into the voicemail again.
Had a lot of shit going on.
Just like the old days.
Which isn't an excuse, but...
It's okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Here I am leaving you a message, and, I have a joke for you.
Oh, shit.
And here's the joke.
This is going to be the best part of the show, you guys.
What celebrities do wireless phones really hate?
I don't know. What celebrities do wireless phones really hate?
The Kardashians.
Holy shit.
Okay.
What a
bye.
Good one. How does she come up with them all? It's amazing.
Hey, Roy. What's up?
Hello.
Mark from Chicago, man. Hey, I had an idea about... the phone number thing that you do. How you call and say, we're going to change your phone number because someone outbid you. It's kind of unbelievable and you seem to hit a roadblock. Why don't you tell them that the area code actually maxed out and you have to change their number. Say, like, people are randomly selected and they were one of the people and their number is going to have to change because the area code in that area is maxed out and there's no more room.
Yeah. I could just say some businesses need it instead. Or I could say the hospital needs it. And if the hospital doesn't get it, people are going to die. And then watch them argue with me over that.
Like that. That'd be a good idea.
Yep.
And one more thing.
I like it.
You got to hook up with Carlito, man. I need to hear you and Carlito together on a show.
I know.
You got to...
It's my fault, you guys. You know, like Carlito, the last... I don't know. He's invited me to shows. Recently, he just did his 12-year anniversary show a few days ago. I'm assuming you can find that at madhouseradio.com, but he was messaging me saying, hey, get on the show. And I just wasn't around. It's my fault. I never seem to be around in the evenings when he's doing shows.
Get on him. Get him over by you or whatever.
Yeah,
get a show going together. You guys are golden together, so let's hear that.
I want to.
Alrighty. Cactus.
It's been way too long, but it's my fault.
I'm a hobo, and I love Four Loko.
Wow, okay. That sure rhymed. Thanks for the call.
Hey, Roy. It's Mr. Potato Head.
Hello.
The reference
calling in the house. That's from When a Stranger Calls.
Oh yeah,
like that movie came out in like 1977.
Yeah, I've never seen that. I've heard of it, and yeah, probably that's why, because that's where that comes from.
And I think me and you are about the same age, so we're like the only
62.
People that would even remotely remember it, because like your fan base is mostly millennials, I believe. But
there's a pretty good mix.
Yeah. It's When a Stranger Calls.
All right.
But actually, I have heard the phrase Precinct House
before. You know what I'm going to do right now? I am going to go to YouTube. I'm going to type in the name of that movie, and I'm sure we can hear the original clip that's from. And from what I understand, it's like this lady's receiving phone calls, and they won't stop. And she tries to get the phone company to trace it, and the phone company calls it back. And, here, let me just play this clip I just found.
We've traced the call. It's coming from inside the house. There's a squad car going over there right now. Just get out of there.
That sounds amazing. I need to watch that. And how would that even work? How would the phone company trace the call and see that it's coming from inside the house? That makes no sense at all. That just means they're picking up an extension phone. That wouldn't even register with the phone company.
But actually, I have heard the phrase precinct house before. I think that's...
Precinct? Precinct house.
You can Google it, but I believe that's a valid...
Now, someone else mentioned that, too. Apparently, precinct house is a real term. I thought the website was just trying to be clever, but...
Nope. I believe that's a valid terminology.
I'm dumb.
I just turned on the Snowplow Show, and I was bumping the new theme song, and I was driving the neighborhood, and I drove past this guy, and you were all going off, Doblina. and
it was the good boy,
cool.
Westy.
I felt pretty cool.
Aw, well, that's great. You can thank JD for that one. That's a pretty amazing song that he made not too long ago. I think that's currently my favorite intro. No offense, Jack Heliquin. Yours is a close second, I swear. But I love that new one by JD. It's pretty amazing.
Hi, Brad. I just wanted to thank you. You know, Snowplow Show saved me. I was on a long car ride from San Francisco to Seattle.
Yeah.
Yes.
It would have sucked to have to listen to music and stuff.
To Albany, but we didn't have time to stop.
It's all right.
But yeah.
Next time.
Your show saves me. I would have been so bored otherwise.
Yep, that would have been awful.
Boy.
I mean, being bored, you don't want to be bored. You might start to think or something. You don't want to be just driving in silence alone with your thoughts. That'd be crazy.
Yo, what's up, Brad? It's JD calling you.
Shit.
First of all, I want to say that this past show was great with the fucking ham radio operators, because I'm a ham radio operator.
If this is the intro guy, you're amazing, JD. I love your intro. So much better than Jack's.
I think I told you that before. But the reason why I'm calling is, as you hear downstairs, you just said that you don't know what Come Monday was a parody of. Mm-hmm. And it's a parody of a shitty Jimmy Buffett song.
Mm.
Oh, wait a minute. Every Jimmy Buffett song is shitty. Because Jimmy Buffett sucks.
Oh, come on.
Anyway, cactus this, cactus that. Hope you're having a great one. Later.
You can't say bad things about Ruprecht the Monkey Boy's music after he made such an awesome song for us.
Hey, Brad, I recently listened to your show about ham radios, and the guy that was talking about the handy talkies.
Yeah.
My grandmother gave me an old newspaper from 1945. Talks a lot about like World War II, and there was an ad in it about handy talkies. And I sent you a picture on Instagram.
Oh,
not sure how frequently you look at your direct messages.
Pretty much never.
But I sent you one, so you can take a look at that.
Okay. Bye. Yeah, I post on Instagram quite a bit, and I post on Facebook. I'm just bad at checking private messages on all those things and notifications. People tag me in Twitter, and I'll see it like 3 days later. I kind of suck at this whole social media thing.
Hey, Brad. It's Cody No Name.
Hey.
I just wanted to honor the sponsor of the last show, the Sorry I You're Lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Who's a good boy?
Oh, okay.
Worsty's a good boy. Worsty's a good boy.
Yes, you are, Worsty.
You're a good boy, Worsty.
All right. That was weird. Thanks.
Hey, Brad. Mainframe here. I just listened to your July 14th show, Handy Talkie.
Yep.
I paused it to go downstairs to the break room and get a Snapple, and I popped open the top. The Snapple Real Fact number 731 says, there are over 2,000 different species of cacti.
Wow.
I figured you'd want to know that, and I thought it was an odd coincidence that I was listening
crazy.
To your show and saw that.
It was meant to be.
Hey, Brad, it's Justin, first-time caller.
Hello.
Just wanted to answer one of the questions you asked in your latest episode in 381, Handy Talkie. You asked where that...
Wow, ever since I started posting the episode numbers, instead of the dates, you guys are referring to episode numbers. That's kind of cool. That's going to make it easier to find stuff that people are talking
phrase,
about.
He's calls coming from inside the house, where that phrase comes from.
Oh,
that's
I wonder.
From a famous horror movie.
Oh my gosh!
When a Stranger Calls.
You're so behind the times. I mean, come on. We talked about this like a long time ago. We figured all this stuff out.
Horror film where the babysitter is being stalked by a guy.
Oh, more details
inside the house with her, and the threatening phone calls that she's getting are coming from inside the house.
But how?
So that's where that
how.
Comes from. I just wanted to let you know.
I want to watch the entire movie just to find out how
one
that
more
works.
I had a quick question. In that episode 381, mm-hmm. just came out yesterday on July 13th,
mm-hmm.
you say to go listen to the newest Calls of Mass Confusion episode, but the episode you linked to is 2 weeks old. That cactus fighting club episode came out back in June.
I can't do anything right.
Does that mean you're recording these episodes 2 weeks ago and just now posting them?
Nope.
What the hell's up with that, man? Anyway,
sorry.
Let me know. Cactus.
No, I almost always put the shows up within a day or two after recording them, usually on the same day, but sometimes on the next day if I don't have time to put it all together, which I will probably do today. No, I just suck at putting links up
and stuff. Hey, Brad, what's better, DEFCON or Hope? Thanks.
I don't know. I've never been to Hope, so I can't really say. They're both hacker conventions, but they're, I don't know, Hope's a little bit smaller, I think. It's more of a small community thing over there in New York City.
Hey, Arby,
that
this
little
is
town.
Holden Martins Johnson at a payphone outside of Mason Supply Company. The calls are free. It's provided by a few...
Well, that's weird. That's exactly how the message was. I didn't pause it or do anything. I wonder why it was all cut up like that. That's weird. It sounded really good. It was just cut up. Maybe payphones are all just on internet lines now. It's probably someone in the neighborhood hogging all the bandwidth.
Hey, Brad, it's Chef Tony.
Hello.
I went to the Lowe's home improvement
store
with my PLA coin to get my free cactus.
Uh-oh.
And you won't believe what happened. I got my cactus.
They gave you two of them,
it was
right?
A small little one. And I got my coin out to show the cashier. And once I showed it to her, she grabbed it out of my hand and started running.
I just want to mention that Google Translate says that I grabbed it out of my ass. It doesn't say hand. It says I grabbed it out of my ass and started running.
And she ran and hid in the break room, and I can't get it back. So
that sucks.
Yeah, I'll be expecting the replaceable one in the mail anytime now.
Okay.
Because this is your fault.
Yep. Bye. It'll be there. Very soon, I promise. It's on the way. You know, that should be everyone's homework assignment. You should go into a store and try to pay for something with your PLA coin. Just insist that you're from a sovereign nation and this is legal tender in your sovereign nation. This is a great idea.
Hey, Roy.
Oh, hey.
It's T-Falcon here today.
Hello.
And I have some incredibly fucking awesome shit to say.
Oh, of course you do.
So, first off, I told you about how I was making, those Yelp prank calls and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, turns out a few days after I did that, I got a call from a private investigator.
Oh, shit.
From California. And I live in Indiana, of course, so you can tell by the caller ID. But anyway, the point is, he basically confirmed that I didn't do anything illegal because that's what I told him.
A private investigator?
Like, these people wanted to file a police report about it. Like, I'm some sort of hacker man. But I didn't do anything bad. I just called up a restaurant.
That's what I'm trying to convince people of right now. It's not working.
Just be like, hey, what's up? What's up? How's your food? Stuff like that, you know? But basically, he suggested I don't do that anymore.
Even though it's not illegal?
I don't want it to become criminal and stuff like that, you know? I'm probably
Just don't call from your own number. Why are you calling from your own number?
Take that suggestion until I get, a Google Voice and call ID spoofing and stuff like that.
Yeah, Google
but
Voice,
it was definitely
that's expensive.
A real private investigator.
Well, I mean, that's not too impressive. You know, anyone can be a private investigator. It's not like he's a cop or anything.
He asked if I lived at my address, which I do, so...
Oh, wow.
He already knew, shit about me, which is fucking crazy. But, yeah, that was insane and scary.
It sounds like he was just trying to scare you. That was his only intention. That's pretty much all he can do. You gotta just call him right back and say, hey, fuck you.
It's insane.
Just try that.
Yeah. But anyways, if I get Google Voice, I can, then call up, hotels and trick people into drinking urine and get them to throw TVs out the window.
Hilarious.
And then I can rub my vagine and say, la 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 la, you can never get this, you can never get this, la 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 la.
Do it.
No, just kidding.
I dare you.
I'm a fucking idiot.
No, do it.
Anyway.
It'll be funny.
Dear Roy, sorry this message was a bit long, but...
It's all
right. Bye.
You had a good story to tell, so it's all right, I guess. Just this one time.
Hey, Brad, it's Jim here in Rolla, Missouri.
Hello.
I haven't called in a while, just let you know your recent show's been really good. But I'm calling because Nico, I believe, called in on your July 6th show and said she doesn't like listening to your voicemail. It's too long. And
who does she think she is?
Stuff, and you ought to shorten it. You actually don't need to shorten it. If anybody calls in and doesn't want to hear the whole message, if you just hit one, it'll go straight to the message. I just did it to leave this message.
Yeah, someone actually mentioned this already, I think. I don't think I even really knew you could do that. I never do that when I call other people's Google voicemails. I just sit through the whole thing.
It actually works with a lot of different voicemails. Kind of a, I guess, a life hack, they call it. But, so if you didn't want to listen to a voicemail, just hit one. It doesn't work every time.
Yeah,
it doesn't
Nico.
Work with yours every time. But
learn how to use a phone,
Nico. I want to put that out there. Keep up your great work. Cactus.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Go Cup Show here on Go Cup Nation.
All right, that was great. Thanks,
Brad.
Yes.
You didn't show up again.
Oh, this guy.
You ruined the whole thing.
I didn't ruin shit. Oh, wow, we got
sadness
sad music.
Is intensifying.
Poor guy. Now I feel bad because of the
music.
I was
hoping at least Sunshine would have showed up. But no one did.
I wouldn't let her.
I wasn't alone this time.
Had
we had somebody who...
She had to cook me food.
...did the Go Cup thing, but there was nothing else.
Yep. Ha-ha.
Goodbye.
LOL. I mean, sorry. That was infected again. I let him down for the second time in a row. He wanted to do a radio mob, but I don't know. I wasn't around. I had shit to do, okay?
Hello, this is Alex from 7-Eleven. I'm trying to reach Roy from the corporate office. You left this number as a callback number. I was just calling and asking.
I think this might be fake.
Not call for customer surveys. I hate it when you call here, Roy. Please,
sorry.
No more customer surveys. I don't know what you say to these people. They get so mad.
Yep.
Anyways,
run around your store.
The Tuesday morning next door to us.
Grab things.
Really mad and jealous that they're not getting prank called and wondering why they're not so special. Anyways, that's it. Go
okay.
Fuck yourself.
Hey. That seemed uncalled for.
Hey there, Brad. So, I heard a song that you played a while ago, and I have it stuck in my head, and I need you to play it or show us where to find it. It's called The Internet Killed the Radio Shack.
That old song.
And I have it in my head. Please help. Thanks. Bye.
Just play a different song, and it'll go away. That's how you do it. But yeah, that's a song. It's by Liz Darwin, and I played it on a show like a couple shows ago, I think, or maybe the last show. So I'm probably not going to play it on this show, or maybe I will, I don't know. Or maybe that was a hobo-sode, I don't know.
Roy, you're a loser, Cactus.
All right. Thanks for that. Holy shit, there's a lot of voicemails here. I think I'm not going to play anymore. Or wait, I'm going to play one more.
Hello, Mr. Dabalina. This is Tourette TV.
Hello.
Sir, you seen me on the Patreon forums?
I guess.
I'm thinking...
I
maybe
suppose.
You can call Ford dealerships.
Okay.
Because lately they've been having Ford Fusions come into the dealerships brand new with that come built from Mexico.
Yeah.
Marijuana
in the I saw pictures of that.
Trunk where the spare tire
yep.
goes.
Yep, they're making marijuana in the shape of tires. It's pretty amazing.
I'm thinking you can act like you're the owner of a Fusion and tell them that you have found about, I don't know, 10, 20, 500 pounds
what a great
of
idea.
In the back of your Ford Fusion.
They can call up the FBI and say, hey, some guy just called and said he has another 2,500 pounds of marijuana. And he said his name's Roy Gerbel. You guys should track him down
Keep
and get that marijuana.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. I'll definitely do your idea on the next show. I'm going to do something on the end of today's show that I've been meaning to just kind of do on the show regularly, but I always forget to. I have a directory called emails to read on the air, and some of them contain some pretty good stuff in them, like this first one from Henrik. He says, Mr. Carter, I'm writing to you with a heavy heart. A long time ago, I tried to show my appreciation by creating a small musical tribute to the Fiddle Fucking Show.
but I was thoroughly ignored. Was it because I provided you with the clip through Facebook? Perhaps this is why I'm now trying to force my way forward with the power of email. And fiddle-fucking, that's like really, really old, isn't it? Isn't that a couple of years old? I remember the title of the show. I don't really remember what happened in that show. Oh, and he's telling me right here. I guess I could have just read ahead. It says, in the fiddle-fucking show, there was a guy that kept saying he didn't pee on no bread. And it was music to my ears. He was pitch perfect. So here is my tiny tribute once again. And let me tell you, all this recent urging of people to send music. I tried, Mr. Carter, I tried. And yeah, you tried the wrong way. I don't ever look at my messages on Facebook. As I was mentioning earlier, I kind of suck at the whole social media thing, or at least checking my messages, and the reason is I get so many messages, I just can't keep up with it all. You know, I can barely keep up with my email, so all these messages that come to me on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and everything, it's just pretty much impossible for me to keep up with all the messages, so I don't even look at Facebook. I think I wrote that on Facebook on my profile somewhere. I'm like, don't ever message me on Facebook because I won't see your message. Like, I won't even read it. I do not see the messages on Facebook. I completely turned them off and I don't look at them. So if you sent me something on Facebook, it's all your fault. It's not my fault. I never told anyone to send me anything on Facebook. I always tell everyone to email me. I never say anything else but email. Email and the voicemail. That's it. So it's totally your fault. Anyway, here is the thing that he sent. This is a musical piece about not peeing on bread, I think.
I didn't pee on no bread.
Alright, that was it. 32 seconds long. That's from Henrik. Thank you, Henrik, for sending that in. He also attached a picture of his handy talkie, and most of the picture is this giant antenna. The radio part's just kind of down there in the corner. I'll definitely save that song and play it from time to time. You know, whenever the show calls for a song about not peeing on bread, I'll have it now. Here's another email from Josh, and it looks like he paid $20 to this podcast for them to review the Snowplow Show. And it's an hour-long podcast, it looks like, but there's only a few tiny parts that talk about the Snowplow Show, and he's given me the relevant episode times, which is good because I probably wouldn't sit here and listen to the entire hour of this thing.
Hello and welcome to Podcasts for Wonderful, episode 132. My name is Greggy Hochstetler, and this week we're going to be talking about the Snowplow Show. From June 17th, 2016.
This is going to be the best.
Before we get to that, we're going to speak to my guests.
Oh, fuck
and
this
I'm
shit.
So excited to have my first guest on the show because I'm such...
Yeah, I don't know. It's the weirdest thing. He was doing this voice, like, in character. I forget whose voice he was doing. Oh, yeah, Tom Cruise. Josh mentions that in the email. He's being Tom Cruise in character from his latest movie. What was it? The Mummy, I guess. And it looks like this segment here is like 9 minutes long, so I'm just going to skip through it and see what's Deads. In there.
So this week, Nick Morton, Brendan Fraser, and I listened to The Snowplow Show from June 17th, 2016. And The Snowplow Show is a show where the host prank calls people. It seems like people send in suggestions for places they'd like to hear get prank called, and he calls them. And on this episode, it was
Come on,
pretty
what
funny.
Do you think?
Somebody sent in Tell a phone directory for a Rotary Club in the South somewhere.
Oh, I remember that
and,
one.
And so he called a bunch of people and gave them a hard time. I don't know the name of the host. I don't see that on their website.
Said Baba Booey.
He said Roy at times.
Yeah, I said yeah. Roy and John.
And I don't know what... episode number this is because they don't number the episodes.
See?
But
See?
If you want to go back and listen to it.
That's why I changed things around. That's why I'm doing the episode numbers now. Apparently that was confusing for a lot of people.
It's June 17th. So I was just wondering, Brendan, how do you feel about prank calls in general?
Pretty funny.
You like them?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Top notch review there.
I personally, like, they make me a little anxious. Like, I think about the people on the other end too much. And, like, how mad they're getting and stuff. And it makes it hard for me to enjoy them.
Aw, come on.
You want to do one?
Not at the moment. But, Nick, how about you? How do you feel about them?
Ah, man, I got mixed feelings on these, you know?
Yeah.
Like when I was a kid, I loved them. You know, I loved, you know, just hearing these old folks getting all riled up. But then, you know, now when I'm out on the field, you know, I'm deep in a tomb. I'm navigating a series of steps. Which one?
So he's doing like the character that Tom Cruise played from his latest Mummy movie. And I don't know if that's a good impression or not. I'm guessing not.
I always know that I could step and it could be my last.
So there's this whole review of him just being in character. And
kid pranking me.
Reviewing.
Yeah, as you get older, it's less fun because you're probably more likely to be the butt of the prank.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm skimming through this. They're sort of half talking about the podcast, but then they're half talking about Tom Cruise and the Mummy and all this other stuff. And I don't have time for all this, so I'm just going to put a link in the show notes if you want to listen to this. Or if you just want to find it yourself, it's podcastsarewonderful.com, and I think it's episode 132. Just go to their site and search for the Snowplow Show. If you want to hear the entire thing, it's just about an hour long. It's not too long of a show. Holy crap, I have a lot of emails in here. Here's one from May of 2016. This is from FOD87. He says, I got bored, so I posted a free washer and dryer on Craigslist with a number leading back to Lenny on my free PBX system. In the attached call, I got them to mention Roy's Cactus Shack. And you guys remember Lenny, right? It's like an automated system. It's an old man that just babbles about his oldest daughter, Marissa, and stuff. It looks like this is a short call.
Hello, this is Lenny.
Lenny, yes, I'm calling about a washer and dryer on the Craigslist ad you have for free. It says to mention Roy's Cactus Shack.
Okay, why does the person calling sound like a listener?
Sorry, I can barely hear you there.
I'm suspicious of this, FOD87. I'm sorry, I'm just kidding.
Are you a recording?
Yes.
You are?
Oh, good, yes.
See, this is what Lenny does. He answers whatever you say. Agreements.
Someone did say last week, someone did call last week about the same thing. Wait, was that you?
Things he said to me.
Why would they do that?
What?
Sorry, what was your name again?
What are they trying to do?
Show up.
Okay, I believe you now, FOD87. I don't think you're lying.
Well, it's funny that you should call.
Or, I don't know, throwing your girlfriend there in the background. Nice touch. Very realistic.
Because my third eldest, Larissa.
Oh, Larissa, not Marissa.
She was talking about this just last week.
So I guess that was the point in the call where they realized it was a recording or something. Thanks for that, FOD87. I'm just going to look at a couple more emails here. Like, I've got one here with a question. This is just from 7 days ago. It's from someone named Candy. It says, I've been messing with payphones in my area, and I notice now that when I call them, they answer instantly and emit modem tones. Do you know if there's any way to control these and access them to mess with the phone? Possibly set it up to call for free. No, what you should do is you should do like on the Laugh Track Matt show. Just start whistling at it and hope for the best. Maybe your whistle will just happen to do something that puts you into the admin mode. I love when Laugh Track Matt and Zax does that. But modems inside payphones, that's pretty common, actually. Usually the people that own the payphone, like if it's an independent owner of the payphone, they could call in with special software on their computer and they could call in and log into their payphone. And I don't think they could change the amount of the phone call. I don't think you could set it up to get free phone calls, but maybe, I don't know. I don't know anyone that was really successful in playing around with those. And if you really want to know how it works, just try and find a model number on your payphone or a brand name or whatever, and do a Google search on the software. There's probably a place to download it somewhere. But you definitely shouldn't use it to log into payphones that don't belong to you, because that's hacking. That's the same thing I'm in trouble for right now. And you don't want to get in trouble, so just leave those things alone. Don't touch them. I think if you just call the payphones and whistle with your mouth, I think that's okay, as long as you don't accidentally get through. But I would definitely not start calling payphones with software that you download over the internet. I'm going to read one last email. This one is from Adam. He sent it back in June of this year. He says, this may have already been answered, but in the episode I've Got My Cacti on You from May 13th, 2015. Wow, that's old. Around the 25-minute mark, the guy said that he's a big fan of kombucha. I know I pronounced that wrong, whatever. He says it's a nasty but very healthy tea, and you couldn't understand what he said. I probably said something really stupid in response to it, I guess. And I don't remember that at all. Also, in a more recent episode, somebody sent you a prank where he called Circle K, but the person he was pranking called it Kangaroo. And you were confused. I remember this one. Circle K bought Kangaroo convenience stores last year, and they are very slowly switching over to Circle K. Some of ours here in Tennessee have both names mixed into their stores. So now we know why Circle K's were answering as Kangaroo. That was weird. So I have emails sitting in this directory going all the way back to April of 2016, and every once in a while I'll open this up and I'll read an email or two or just respond to it in some other way. I think I'm going to catch up on these though. I think there's some really good stuff in here, just stuff I've completely forgotten about. I'm trying to get caught up on all of my emails. You know how I am with emails. And Facebook messages, and Instagram messages, and direct messages. But I'm trying to catch up on all of my emails again ever since I started doing all of this coin stuff. I've gotten really behind on them again. By the way, I mailed out about 20 coins today, so if you're waiting for your coin, it's probably on the way. I've got a few more that I'm going to send out probably tomorrow and the next day. They're international ones. But I will have all the coins mailed out this week, and they're kind of sold out now. So I'm going to do my best to order another batch of them before this year is over. Because I know some people, they wanted to get the 2017 coin, and I don't know if they were able to. That's our show today. If you didn't like the voicemail segment, you can thank Xander Fett for that, because he's the sponsor of today's show. Just track him down on the Patreon or on the Facebook group or whatever and yell at him a bunch for it. He's pretty much responsible for all future email segments of the show. Because why wouldn't I want to encourage more people to email me? What could go wrong? You know, I can't remember if I played Liz Darwin's Radio Shack song on the last show, or maybe I played that on a hobosode. I could probably check right now and figure that out in less than a minute, but fuck that shit, I'm just gonna play it for the end of today's show for the guy that was saying it's stuck in his head. It's about to get stuck in your head again. I hope you appreciate this. You know the song I played during the emails, that probably got it out of your head, but I'm about to put it back in your head. Here is Internet Killed the Radio Shack by Liz Darwin. Again. I think.
Radio Shack, this is Jeremy, how may I help you?
It began in Boston back in 1921. A store for nerds that would build radios for fun. Built to the roof with wires and lots of components.
Oh, oh.
And now today they are filing for bankruptcy. You'd think today we still need their technology. But no one cared, not even. Happy batteries are through.
Be a typical affair if not for the millions of customer names, addresses, and emails the company is selling.
Radio Shack is in talks with Sprint.
You know it's a rough day when 2,000 new Sprint locations is the happy part of a sentence.
Radio Shack, mother.
I'm disappointed the store is closing.
Cactus Fusion. So, like, if your other lawn service...
Okay, do you mind if I call you later? Because I'm trying to get dinner on the table before
what are you making?
My son's game.
What are you making?
Yeah, so...
What are you making for dinner?
I already made dinner. We're about to eat.
Oh, what is
I
it?
I just picked up the phone.
What's the
baked
food?
Baked chicken. I gotta go, sir.
All
right. Okay.
My mouth's watering. Can I come over for dinner?
Not yet. No, not right now. Bye.
All right, bye.